Greetings, friends, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Your speaker at this time is David Horn, and this is the Good News Hour. We are reading again from the Gospel by St. Matthew, and this time we're going to go over part of the same verse that we called our attention to just a little while ago. We spoke of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And then he told them in this chapter that they were guilty of straining out part of that law and doing part that they liked. But you know, man, if we break one point, we are guilty of all. But the Word of God tells us this, that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith and not by the law. What a wonderful thing it would have been had they at that time just listened to the Word of God, had they just listened to the words of the Savior. The law was our schoolmaster or teacher to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. So I read with us, they omitted the weightier matters of the law, and then our Savior said, "Have I not given you the law? And none of you keepeth it, not one." I tell you, men and women, that's a sweeping statement. Many living today, they don't like that. They say we can keep the law. But our Savior said, "Have I not given you the law, and none of you keepeth it?" Men and women are made to realize when they come into the presence of God how unlike the Savior they are. But there's one thing about our lovely Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Although I have been very guilty and of breaking possibly every commandment in that law, stealing, lying, cheating, swearing, and all the other vile things that we can think of as men and women that are so commonly practiced in the world today. And would you be surprised, men and women, when I read this again? For God so loved the world, and He loves those sinners in their sins. But I want to tell you something. He does not love their sins, but He loves the sinner. And let me say more. To prove that He loved their sins, loved the sinner, and hated their sins, He went to the cross of Calvary, and God laid our sins on Jesus, that spotless Lamb of God, and He bore them all and freed us by His precious atoning blood. Now that's what God thinks about us, and that's what God thinks about sin. He loves us with a perfect love, and He hates sin with a perfect hatred, and sin cannot enter into the presence of God, or the sinner that dies in his sins unforgiven will never, never see the kingdom of God. Some are saying, some are thinking, "Well, I know the Lord is merciful." Yes, but the Lord is just. And I want to tell you, He is merciful, but He is, and He's also rich in mercy. But remember this, men and women, He must punish sin, or otherwise He never would have punished His own Son on the cross for me. On the cross for me, there He came and bled and died. As I view that scene by faith, and I see that outstretched form, and I say again, why was He there as a bearer of sin if on Jesus my guilt was not laid? And why flowed from that side the sin-cleansing blood if His dying my debt has not paid? Now again, let me repeat this and press on our hearts and minds as well as the Savior tried to press on theirs. He said, "You have omitted the weightier matters of the law, and that is this, loving the Lord thy God with all thy heart." You did not, and the speaker did not, but I tell you, He loved me with all His heart. And now, that loving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, wants me in heaven with Himself. The next thing, we have judgment, and He wants us to realize this. Now, the Savior went into judgment. He went into judgment for those. Listen, the Word says, "There is therefore now no judgment to them that are in Christ Jesus." Why? Well, He bore the judgment. He bore the condemnation. He bore the sin, yours and mine, on the cross of Calvary. And that's why we can say, the law, He satisfied the claims of the law. Judgment, He bore the judgment for us. And I tell you, even now, if you'll accept Him, He'll forgive your sins, save your soul, and we'll meet you in the kingdom of our God.